President, good morning. It's Community Outreach on Interactive AM 1530 WDJZ. This is Connecticut's love and inspiration station. And of course, living green may not be new to you. In fact, most of us are recycling, changing appliances over to energy-efficient alternatives and driving cars with clean emissions, and therefore reducing our carbon footprint. But is it too little too late? Not according to environmental capitalist Mr. Gary Keir, who says that green investing with carbon X-print CXP bonds allows individuals and organizations to attack two of climate change's biggest needs. One, the need to take action for our carbon footprint, and two, the need for investment. At this point in time, we say good morning to Mr. Gary Keir. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming in this morning to talk with us about this very important factor in terms of climate change. And before I go into to get into the meat of it, I want to ask you what generated your interest in this particular topic.
I think I've always been interested in environmental concerns since I was a young boy.
Mm.
I'm a volunteer leader for Sierra Club Outings. I lead backpacking trips to the Arctic, and so I'm very concerned about what's going to happen in the Arctic. And I just wanted to do something, and I wasn't sure what to do. When I think of the problem of climate change, I seem overwhelmed. I live in an apartment where I cannot change the insulation in my walls, or I can't put solar collectors on the roof. I do not even have a thermostat in my apartment. And I'm doing all that I can, but it doesn't seem to be enough. There must be something else I could do. So I came up with this idea of carbon X-prints, and I feel it's something that we all can do. We all can't put solar collectors on our roof, but we can use part of our savings to work on the problem and maybe make a little money.
Well, wonderful. And, of course, you come well-equipped to do that.
I have a background in I grew up in a family roofing business in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I have a degree in biology, worked as a biologist for a while, and then I switched to IT. I've been a business analyst and a project manager and a programmer for the past 20 years. And I think maybe just the business analyst, the problem-solving aspect, helped me come up with a solution that I come up with is carbon X-print.
I think it is very, very important for us to think in terms of this problem in many ways as possible. You mentioned think tank a while ago. I think that's important because most of us don't necessarily think about the problem throughout, through its entirety. And to that, I'm going to ask you, just for the benefit of our listeners, how would you describe the carbon X-print?
Carbon X-print is a process. It's very similar. It's very similar to a traditional savings bond or a CD at a bank, except it's better. It's a sustainable, socially responsible investment in renewable energy and energy efficiency. And it works this way. A company or an individual would measure their carbon footprint, and then they would go to a bank online or in person, and they would purchase carbon X-print bonds.
I see.
These are sold by the ton of greenhouse gases. So if a ton is $30, 10 tons of greenhouse gases would be $300. They purchase the bond. The bank certifies that they took action for their carbon footprint. The bank then takes that money and loans that out to renewable energy and energy efficiency. The bank makes money on those loans. And at the end of the term, the person who bought the carbon X-print CD gets their money back plus interest.
I see.
This way the money goes to where it's needed in order to build the solution we have to correct climate change.
Well, that's very interesting because I noticed that I think it was on June 2nd last week, the President of the United States, President Barack Obama, made some announcements in terms of a big environmental move for the power plants to cut carbon pollution. And in terms of that, I think it's very timely that we should be speaking about this because obviously that also generates a sort of a political overflow. On the one hand, there are some who say it's going to affect the economy and reduce job potentials. And on the other hand, there are others who have the opposite. So how do you sort of juxtapose those two concerns from that angle?
Well, I think that I believe that this problem is solvable, and when we do solve it, we'll actually have more money than we had before.
I see.
Many of the technologies that we have to solve climate change already exist and already are proven to be financially viable.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to pay for them. It's a different way of looking at it. We're used to spending our money on energy on a monthly basis. Now we have to think of more in terms of a capital basis. We have to buy something up front, and that's going to save us money over time. the president's announcement last week was about putting a cap on coal-fired power plants.
Yes.
I think carbon X-print would work into that and would be a viable alternative and actually have some competitive advantages over the cap and trade, which you hear so much about.
I see. So therefore, how do you measure your carbon footprint? I heard you mention that a while ago. For our listeners, for the benefit of our listeners, how do we do that?
There are several ways to do it, and I think probably the easiest way is to go to the EPA website,
mm-hmm.
and they have a carbon calculator. And when you do, you go to the website and you put in your information from your utility bills, how much gasoline you've bought over a period of time, and the website will then calculate your carbon footprint from that.
Yes, and of course the carbon X bonds, XP bonds, are tied into the entities pertaining to greenhouse gases.
That's correct. So if you went to the website, and the average American, if we take all the emissions, the greenhouse gases in the United States, and we divide that by the number of people, the average American has 16 tons of greenhouse gases per year.
Oh, interesting.
So
that, in fact, has an impact on the greenhouse gases emissions as well, and in terms of just confirming what you just said a while ago, in terms of the importance of this particular factor, because all of us do have that, as you mentioned a while ago. So I was just making a point that the CX bonds are tied to the entity of the greenhouse.
That's correct. It's a way, as I said before when I was thinking of this problem, the problem seems so overwhelming, and I don't know what to do, so can we come up with a way that everybody can participate and do something? And this is a way that everybody can participate, because we just can't blame the oil and the coal and the utility companies for what's going on. We're all part of the society.
Right.
We didn't create it. We inherited it. But we can do something about it. And I think the carbon X-print is a viable way to do that.
And another important thing with the CXP bonds also, Mr. Kerr, is the fact that they're certified by the FDIC.
Well, if they're purchased through a bank, savings in a bank are certified to $250,000 per individual,
mm-hmm.
and $500,000 for joint accounts. So, yes, they're a more secure way to go. So there's some security involved when you're doing this.
And what kind of response have you been getting, say, from the private sector or even from the government agencies?
I've been getting, I'd say, overwhelmingly positive response. I have had a few negative comments, but I would say the majority, 95-98%, have been very positive response. It's still a new idea with the new rules coming out last week.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is going to take a little time to work into those rules,
mm-hmm.
and to other issues. But I've been getting very positive response.
It's Community Outreach on Interactive, AM 1530 WDJZ, and this morning our guest on the line in this segment is Mr. Gary Kerr, and he's talking to us about the CXP bonds. And in fact, these are ways in which all of us as individuals can be a part of finding solutions for climate change, as we say, in terms of reducing the carbon footprints that we each generate in terms of how we utilize energy in our lives, and finding ways in which we can incorporate creative ways to do this. Now, in this context, talk about affordability, for instance, because we see where there's an opportunity here for investment, as you mentioned earlier on. And let's sort of break it down in practical terms. The average person who's listening to this, you know, might be looking at it and says, well, this may be more affordable for large companies and so on and so forth. What about the individual? You know, the person who owns a home or has a very small business is not making that much of a return on his or her investment, but at the same time would like to participate in this kind of matter. How does that affect them in terms of their affordability?
Well, I think the beauty of the carbon X-print is that it's sold by the ton of greenhouse gases, so I think that the price is going to come out to be around $25 to $35.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have to take care of their whole carbon footprint, but they can do what they can. If they can afford 1 ton or 2 tons, they can do what they can, and that way they can move on. They don't have to take care of everything, but if they do what they can, I think then they feel good about themselves for doing something for their carbon footprint.
And look at the larger picture, if you would, Mr. Kerr, and in terms of what, you know, say we did nothing today, 2014, what does the future look like?
Well, according to the reports, the Earth is going to warm up, and the ice caps are going to melt. They're already starting to melt. Sea levels already beginning to rise,
mm-hmm.
and it is going to throw off climate change. It's a very complicated climate structure. I think it's being a climate scientist is not for the faint of heart. So the models that they have been actually behind the curve in terms of predicting what's going to happen. I think we owe it to our kids to do what we can now. We know that there's a problem, and if we don't do anything, our children and our grandchildren are going to suffer. So I think we need to do what we can at this point. If we can solve it, great. If we can't, we did what we could.
It's a major challenge for all of us, as we said before, and looking at it in the projection as we met in terms of its futuristic impact, whether we do what, depending on what we do now or don't do, whatever the case may be, it has that end to it. What would you suggest? Because a lot of this has to do with the attitudes in Washington today in terms of the political, fracas that is taking place. How do you mend your way through this situation in terms of people being able to actually sit down, and they may have their differences, but want to find a solution? Because I think there are some people who are pushing back and saying, look, there's no such thing as climate change. This is all folly and so on and so forth. The earth goes through its own metamorphosis, its own changes on a natural cycle. And this is just one of those cycles. It's going to settle down and so on. How do we sort of bridge those concerns into something that is realistic, that each person can take a serious look at it?
Well, there's always going to be people that are going to deny things, and whatever reason they have, that's their reason.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we don't necessarily have to look towards Washington to have all the solutions to this problem.
Okay.
Already many businesses are pushing sustainability because their customers are demanding it.
Okay.
Universities are finding that their students are demanding it from their endowment fund.
Oh.
Supply chains are demanding more and more sustainable requirements. So large retailers such as Walmart or Patagonia, manufacturers like Patagonia and Under Armour, are putting pressure on their supply chain to be more sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
So the companies that are feeding into that supply chain have to be sustainable too. I think from a business aspect, we're becoming more sustainable. And as this shows to make money and to save money, I think it'll be more acceptable. And we still need government in some way, in my mind.
Right.
But I think we can get the ball rolling before they make up their minds in Washington.
So, in other words, the people have the choice then. It's more of a people's movement.
I think so, yes. And I think the consumers, especially the younger consumers, are voting with their dollars.
Mm-hmm. Now, back to the CXP bonds. Who decides what products to fund?
What projects to fund?
Yes.
That, ultimately, it will be the bank.
The bank
is going to be a loan just like any other loan that they have, so they're going to have to evaluate the risk and the creditworthiness of that loan.
Yes.
Now, to be involved with the carbon X-Print, that project's also going to have to demonstrate some energy savings or greenhouse gas reductions.
Right. So overall, then, you say there's a net gain and a net benefit for everybody to participate in this at whatever level he or she chooses to do so. Is that correct from your perspective?
I believe so, yes.
One of the things that I wonder about, though, you mentioned the youngsters a while ago in terms of the kids in college and so on and so forth. Is there a way to sort of integrate this with the future? And I'm talking about youngsters, say, even at the, at the high school level, coming into this awareness, this level of awareness in projecting themselves for the future, because they are the ones who are actually going to have to pick the ball up and run with it in the future. Is there a way to sort of look futuristically in that concept and sort of work them into the process somehow?
Well, my goal was for this carbon X-Print to actually help raise awareness about climate change and raise awareness that we can actually do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And when that level of awareness is raised, maybe this is what you're alluding to, then people take other actions as well.
Right.
They may buy greener products, or they may have greener practices in their home or their driving. So my goal was to raise awareness, saying, hey, this is solvable. This is something we can do. This is positive. We can be rewarded for doing the right thing. And then maybe that would raise the whole level of awareness about climate change, and other actions would take place as well.
Yes, because I think for the youngster to actually understand it, especially even youngsters beneath the high school age, if there are practical examples that they can see in terms of how the climate situation can be destructive to them in terms of the things that they favor, like plants and animals and so on and so forth. Youngsters do love animals in many cases. And they can see that, you know, there is some direct correlation in terms of how we live in relation to the survival of these animals. And little things like that, I think, also interplay in making this conscious or awareness even grow beyond the scope of what we're even looking at this point in time.
I agree. Certainly, visuals are very powerful. Mm-hmm. If you see a coral reef that's dying, or if you see glaciers that have receded quite a distance in the past several years, it makes a point a bit stronger than just talking about it.
Yes, very good point indeed. And before we go, I'm going to ask you once again, just to recap and give us some pointers again, sort of laid out for our listeners in terms of the awareness, talking about the carbon XP bonds, the CXP bonds. That allows us to invest in the future in making sure that we can do our part to lower the gases in the atmosphere to be effective in climate change, in making sure that things project for the future. What are some of the pointers that you'd like to leave with us this morning?
Well, what I'd like to leave with people is this is something that we can do. This is something that we can be a part of. And this is something that we can be profitable for all of us. It doesn't have to be a sacrifice. This is something that can be rewarding for us to do, not only in terms of money, but also in terms of how we feel about ourselves. And it's something that's also common. Going to a bank to make a savings deposit is not something that we're that unfamiliar with.
Yes.
So it's a common thing to do. It's easy to do. It's not going to break the bank. You can do it in incremental portions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's something, if we all do it, it's going to raise awareness and it's going to help solve this problem.
Before we go, a thought just came to me a while ago. Someone mentioned to me recently that the affordability of solar power has been reduced dramatically. Is that, do you see this as a big infusion into the effort as well?
Oh, very much so, especially in states such as Connecticut, where the price of electricity is very high. Solar power is really making sense to do.
Go ahead, please.
Where electricity is expensive, it makes a lot of sense to look at solar power as an option.
And you know, to that point, you talk about reduction in costs to the individuals. So this is something that should spur people to want to do this, because if you want to inherently reduce your costs, talking about reducing your footprint, you can also find out ways in which the investment, the earnings from the CXP bonds can also be used possibly in investing in solar power.
Yes, that's correct. It gives us a way who live in apartment buildings to invest in solar power without actually having a roof to put solar panels on and make a little money in the meantime.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot more. I think this is a whole new green industry that is coming. We're just on the threshold of it, Mr. Kier. And I wanted to say thank you for providing your insight and your vision with bringing up a practical, what I consider to be a practical solution, which is why I was delighted to have you on today to talk about, because I think this is something that everybody can be a part of. And you so eloquently said earlier on, it's not just a matter of turning to the government for all the solutions. I think that we do have the ability to make some of the changes that are necessary in our lives without having to turn it over into some kind of a political situation which breeds a lot of uncertainty. So I just wanted to say thank you for bringing this to our attention, and continued good work on this, and blessings on this. And if, you know, we certainly would like to speak with you in the future about, you know, seeing how this is coming along.
That would be great. I really appreciate this opportunity.
And is there any contact information if somebody wants to reach out to you, Mr. Kier?
They can go to the website, which is carbonxprints.com, carbonxprint.com.
Mr. Gary Kier, sir, thank you very much for joining us this morning with such a very important topic that affects all of our lives. I thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. That was Mr. Gary Kier talking.